It's time for Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area.
Well, it's a pleasure to welcome to Focus on the Community this week, Lawrence County Clerk Will Gibson. Will, glad to have you back on the program.
Very good, Steve. Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
We were just mentioning off air that lots going on with regard to the Lawrence County Clerk's office. You don't have an election coming up per se, but still things are moving forward.
Yes. Just to kind of get a feel for where we're at right now. Even though we don't have an election this November, the office has been somewhat busy of late. For one thing, on an unrelated note to elections, we did just get the property taxes calculated, and we have just in the last few days turned everything over to Treasurer Barbie Morey, and Barbie will be getting the tax bills printed up, and they will be going out in the mail, I can say soon. I can't give an exact date, but people can expect to start getting their property tax bills relatively soon. And just with respect to where we're going in my office at this point, incidentally, September the 3rd is the date when candidates who are going to be running for office in the March 17th, 2020 primary can begin circulating petitions. So while we don't have an election this November, we are somewhat busy in preparations for the March election next year.
Getting back to what you were saying about the property taxes, your office is responsible for those calculations?
Yes.
How's that work?
Effectively, what the county clerk's office does is we take in the levies from the taxing bodies. And that is the taxing bodies turning in information to us, telling us how much money they're going to need to operate for the next year. And then with those levies, there are, shall we say, some somewhat complex calculations that have to be done. And then we're able to turn out what we show that the taxing bodies are going to receive based on what they've levied. And we have the taxing body sign off on forms and everything to make sure that they're okay with what they see that they're going to get. And then once we've done all that, that is the point at which we turn everything over to the treasurer to prepare the tax bills and get them sent out and begin the process of collecting.
The recorder's office, that's under your jurisdiction? Is that the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the recorder's office is part of my duties. I am the Lawrence County Clerk and recorder, so that goes along with it as well. And in the recorder's office, we'd record all of the essential land records, effectively, deeds, mortgages, and oil and gas leases and oil and gas assignments, everything effectively related to to what we do on land in the county.
Now, getting back to the petitions, you mentioned, what was the date again, September 3rd?
Yes. September the 3rd is the date that anybody who's interested in running for an office can begin circulating petitions to get signatures. And then we're going to have a filing period, which I believe will be November the 25th to December the 2nd, by which candidates will come back to my office and file their paperwork for the offices that they wish to run for.
Now, if anybody's interested, how do they go about doing that?
I would encourage anybody who might be interested in running for an office that's going to be on the ballot in the spring to contact my office at 943-2346. And I would just say ask to talk to me, Will Gibson, the clerk, or to Amy Rand. Amy is my elections deputy, and we can each speak to what's going on with respect to the upcoming election next spring.
Now, if again a person wants to get involved, they don't know exactly where they're supposed to be at in with regard to voting. Can they check that at your office too?
Absolutely, and that's another critical aspect of the election that's coming up. Ideally, we like to make sure that everybody who wants to vote properly registered to vote, and that would be something again where you can call the office and we can look up your voter registration status, and if you're not properly registered to vote, we can help you take steps to make sure that you do get properly registered to vote. And quite honestly, the state of Illinois has made it pretty easy for people to get themselves registered to vote in this day and age. The state of Illinois has a website for the State Board of Elections. I'll just go ahead and announce this. It's www.electionsil.gov. And if somebody wants to go onto the website, you can actually check your voter registration on the website as well and take steps to get registered to vote there. But if you're maybe not as tech savvy and would rather have it handled through the local office, we would be more than happy to help you out.
Now, voter registration, you can do that year-round?
Yes, yes, effectively. And it's even gotten to the point where if Election Day comes and someone realizes that they're not registered to vote where they live, they can come in the county clerk's office and, you know, by showing credentials of where they live and who they are, we can literally get them registered to vote on Election Day, and they can vote in the county clerk's office. So certainly it's not a crisis if you don't get yourself registered to vote ahead of the election. But most people do like to go to the polls and vote. And so, you know, we want to accommodate that certainly where we can.
What do you need to bring with you in order to get voter registration underway?
Yes, if a person just simply has some type of a valid government-issued photo ID, such as a driver's license or a state ID, that is valid and lists, you know, who they are and the address that they live at, we deem that to be sufficient. For good measure, if someone wants to bring along an item of mail with them that they've received at their address, then that just is, you know, some reaffirmation for us that that we have what we need to get that person registered.
Now, you mentioned at the outset that there's no general election coming up here. Is that unusual that we don't have something coming up in November?
Generally, in Illinois, in odd-numbered years, we have a spring election. But in November, that's kind of, in an odd-numbered year, that's our off year. We typically do not have a November election in Illinois in odd-numbered years. And typically what we're doing at that point is you're going to be gearing up for a pretty busy election year in an even-numbered year, because you will have a spring primary and a fall general election. And of course, you know, this is certainly no exception in this case, because in 20, it is going to be a very busy election year, in that it is a presidential primary and obviously the general presidential election in the fall.
And you're already gearing up for the primary?
Yes, we are certainly taking steps to prepare. Primarily at this point in time, it's getting petition packets ready for people who want to run for offices locally. And I should maybe add that locally in 2020, we are going to have county coroner, circuit clerk, and state's attorney as county-wide offices that will be on the ballot. Without looking, I want to say there will probably be four of our seven county board districts that will be on the ballot. And then in even-numbered primary years, we also elect precinct committeemen on both the Democrat and Republican side for anybody who is interested in running for to be a precinct committeeman.
Well, we mentioned that you guys handle elections, you handle land items. What else does the county clerk's office, what else do you have your hands on regard to the county?
That's a good question, Steve, and I'm glad you asked. We do have our hands in a lot of things, and it's a lot of things that the general public would never see. Certainly one example I'll give, and I'll put a little shout out to Ron Nagley here. Ron is our payroll clerk, and Ron is responsible to make sure that that payroll is done and that paychecks get out to all of the county employees. As far-reaching as not just the courthouse and the courthouse employees, but also the sheriff's department and the ambulance service and the highway department and the animal control as well. So he has his hands full with all of that. And then I should mention one of my other deputies, Tracy Rusher. Tracy assists primarily with accounts payable, and the county clerk's office does have to pay all of the county's bills, and that's a duty that we adhere to as well. And then just some other odds and ends is we handle what we call tax redemptions on delinquent taxes. Effectively, there are situations where people are not able to pay their property tax bills on time. And when that does occur, there is a process by which there is a tax sale, and then tax buyers actually purchase the taxes, and then the property owner has ample time to come back and redeem them back to the county at a level of interest. And the county clerk's office handles that as well.
Now, if somebody runs into that sort of thing and wants to get more information, can they come to the office and get information with regard to the property they own and the taxes they owe?
Absolutely. We have paper records and computer records of all that, and certainly, you know, if anybody ever had any type of inquiry or any type of question about their own property or another property and what the status of it might be, they can certainly come in and ask us or just call us again, 943-2346.
Now, you have a firm that handles that sort of thing for the county, do you?
At a certain level, there is a company out of Edwardsville, Illinois, that's called Joseph E. Meyer and Associates. And what they do is there are properties in the county that sometimes become abandoned and dilapidated. Now, naturally, a lot of times people who have title to those properties quit paying the taxes on them. And sometimes those properties are not of any substantial value, so we have trouble getting tax buyers who want to bid on them in a tax sale. And Joseph Meyer and Associates effectively handles those properties for the county. They will take title to them, and then every fall, the county actually has a sealed bid auction by which we try to sell off those properties to the highest bidders. And that's kind of a way of being able to take properties that are dilapidated and have been abandoned and selling them off to somebody who may try to rehabilitate them and do something of value with them, which helps with property values in the county.
How often are those sales held?
Once a year. The county it's kind of a revolving cycle, we do have dilapidated properties that kind of come into the system and everything. And then generally in the fall, typically in September and October, the treasurer's office actually takes in the sealed bids, and the properties that are in the sealed bid auction will have a sign on the property that indicates that there's an item number and that it is being put up for bid. And then the treasurer's office also has a catalog that people can come in and look at. And if somebody sees a property that they think they might want, then they can put in a bid for it.
Well, the Lawrence County Clerk's Office certainly does more than I thought when we started talking about this. I started to think about other things that you do, and you're a multifaceted office.
Yes, we certainly are, and I should probably add too that we are the office that handles vital records for the county as well. Birth certificates, marriage licenses, death certificates, and as things evolve in society and everything, one other thing that we have found that we're kind of dealing with is that, and I don't know to the extent that people fully understand this. Anybody who's got their driver's license renewed recently probably does, but there are real ID laws that are going into effect, whereby. A driver's license will have information on it that allows a person to be able to fly and effectively, you know, travel throughout the United States unimpeded. And the driver's license branches are requiring a lot of information of people now to get their driver's license renewed. And one thing that we have noticed is that a lot of people, especially women who need to prove name change, are coming in to get a copy of their marriage license, and people are coming in and getting copies of their birth certificates to take to the driver's license branch in order to get their license renewed.
If somebody needs to stop by your office, your office hours, I know, have changed at the courthouse here recently. What are the office hours?
Yes,
for the clerk's office?
We were for many years a Monday through Friday 9 to 5 operation, and we have changed, and we are now an 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. operation Monday through Friday, obviously excluding state and federal holidays.
Well, thanks for stopping by, letting folks know about what's coming up with regard to the county clerk's office and some interesting information for the upcoming elections and tax bills. And again, thanks for being with us on the program.
Very good. Thank you, Steve. It's nice to be here.
You have been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area. If you or your organization have issues and information affecting your community and would like to be a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by email, wako@dlcmediainc.com, phone 618-943-3354, fax 618-943-4171, or regular mail, WAKO Community Issues, 13799 U.S. Highway Business 50, Lawrenceville, Illinois, 62439.